Now, as I say, this this plan was in a response to Sydney's increasing temperatures. You know, every summer is hotter than the last, it seems. How will increasing tree cover reduce the heat?
Well, canopy cover is a fantastic way of reducing the urban heat island effect, and it does so in two ways, really. One is through the simple effect of shade, and the shade itself can cool, you know, 4, 5, or even 6 degrees. But the other way, if the soil is moist, the trees actually pump the water through them, and that gives an extra atmospheric cooling. So the presence of trees is a really significant and important way of reducing the urban heat island effect and the temperatures that people feel in cities. And the other thing about this, of course, is that whilst many cities, including Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane and all the other major Australian cities, are aspiring to have more canopy cover, the truth is that as development unfolds, we're actually losing canopy cover every year.
Mm. Now, in terms of cities I've seen around the world, I would have to say Sydney is greener than many, many others. But according to the plan, before 2050 or by 2050, the councillors here in Sydney are hoping that 40% of Sydney will be covered in greenery. How realistic do you think this plan is? I mean, in terms of what we're building from right now and how far we have to go?
There's a lot of data worldwide that you need about 30% canopy cover to get the best effects of urban vegetation. So most councils are aiming somewhere around the 25% or so. A couple are aspirational. The City of Melbourne and now Sydney are aiming for above 30%. And they're probably hoping that if they aim a little bit higher, they'll get closer to the 30% mark. But the interesting thing is that while councils all over the world are looking at having higher canopy cover, very often state governments, urban redevelopment and urban renewal are seeing the canopy cover diminish despite these initiatives. So it's a very interesting game because we tend to be losing canopy cover at the very time we require it because of climate change.
Mm. Now, whilst trees have significant benefits to the community, you know, this way and I think in a lot of other ways in terms of making it a little bit more attractive, some people are concerned that with more trees, there's going to be greater issues when it comes to storms and damage, insurance premiums, maybe easier crime due to low visibility. Do you think there's ways in which these concerns can be managed?
Of course, but the interesting thing is, are those concerns real? So, for example, there was a major, huge study, a mega study done in the United States that looked at whether having a treed environment impacted on women's safety. And what they found is that the greener the place that you lived, the safer women were. Mm. Now, that's not the popular perception. So there's this urban myth that if you've got trees and vegetation, people hide behind them, jump out, and so you've got much higher rates of assault and so on. But the data simply doesn't support that. And in relation to storm events, yes, there will be issues where trees cause damage during storms. There is no doubt that that can happen. But for example, if you were to remove all the trees of Sydney, the impact of storm events, and particularly with stronger winds under the climate change models that are impacting on Sydney, you would have much greater damage. For example, roof tiles, roofs would be ripped off buildings. So your trees actually moderate the wind and the level of damage is reduced because of that. Now, I'm not saying that all trees are safe because they're not. I'm not saying that trees won't shed branches or they won't shed debris because they will. But you've got to have a balanced approach to this because the benefits far outweigh the cost of losing those trees.
Mm. Well, Lord Mayor Clover Moore has said there will be educational activities for the wider Sydney community in order to sort of extol, I guess, the benefits of this extra tree cover. What do you think needs to actually be involved in that education for communities that might be feeling a little bit wary about this plan?
Look, the thing about you've got to have the community on side. Again, there's global data that tells you if your community backs you, your tree planting programs, your survival rates, and the acceptance of trees in the environment are all much higher. So you've got to bring the community along. But one of the things about all of this is that very often people in the city think that they don't need vegetation. And the fact is that if you look at a whole range of health measures, your physical health, your mental well-being, and even the development, the developmental progress of your kids, all depend on having a green and leafy environment. So I think if you involve youngsters, their families, you explain to them that the benefits of the trees far outweigh the occasional downsides. And yeah, we will have to put up with things like leaves in the gutters, and we will have to have flowers and fruits that sometimes fall, but that's part of living in a green and leafy environment. And living in a green and leafy environment will allow you to have a much healthier and a much longer life than not living in such an environment.
Well, Greg, do appreciate you joining us on this one. Obviously, it will be interesting to see how this plan sort of comes together over the next decade. Really do appreciate your time, though.
My pleasure, Sean, and I hope your listeners embrace the greening of Sydney.